Okay, so tell us about Treatment. How is it different from the other works that you've been involved in over the years?
Treatment was, as an idea, I've been kicking around for a long, long time. And I've been meaning to get round to writing and drawing it. I finally got the chance when a friend of mine, Mike Richardson, who's a publisher of Dark Horse Comics, told me he was doing an anthology book, Dark Horse Presents, that I'd been in way, way back, and so he really wanted to have me. So I thought, hey, I can do Treatment. That's what I'll do. I didn't have a whole story. I had a little fragment. So I drew that. Later that year, I met the Mayfire guys. I was so thrilled with what they were doing. And they said, you know, do you have any properties that we could use on the platform? I said, well, I've got this thing called Treatment. This is what it looks like. And it was real serendipity because it fits so well on this platform. It's a bit violent. It's action. It's set in the near future. The idea is that a lot of cities around the world have got kind of no-go areas where the police won't go. The only people who will go there are Treatment. And the way they're funded is they're appearing on live TV, on reality TV. So it's like the days of the Roman arena. You can watch live. People may die. People may have all sorts of things happen to them. And so that was the basic premise of it. So I did that first fragment. Then I was so overcommitted with other things that what we did was actually get some friends of mine to write and draw episodes of Treatment under my direction. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing to see how they fleshed the concept out. It works particularly well for Mayfire as well because it has an international scope, and obviously we've got global aspirations. Mm-hmm. And it'd be wonderful if in time people from the featured cities could actually write and draw their stuff. And in 2013, when I've cleared my backlog of stuff, I'm looking forward to doing some more Treatment. I'm going to write and draw myself for Mayfire.
Mayfire is a very, very different undertaking. I mean, it's almost changing the way comics are read. You know, especially, I mean, the amount of time that goes into all of the pictorials. I mean, the splash pages. These are one-of-a-kind splash pages.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the task of drawing one of these, or are you kind of like, oh, my God, it's a daunting task? How do you feel?
Well, it's a whole new set of challenges. I mean, I've written a couple of scripts. I haven't had time to draw, as I say. But I've written a couple of scripts, and even writing a script, it's a different experience. You know, I found myself typing page one, panel one, and then you think, hold on a second, there are no pages, there are no panels. So you have to rethink your whole approach. You can do everything you can do in a printed comic, but a whole lot more besides. There's transitions, we have sound as well, which is amazing. You can control the order in which things appear, in which things are revealed. You can use timing. It's just a whole new set of challenges. Obviously, the work takes longer to do, but I think the end effect is really, really worth it.
Okay. As far as your career in general, I mean, after you did The Watchmen, you didn't have to do anything else your career. It was almost like you were made. You could go from, like, convention to convention. The money might not be there. You need to make money for yourself. But as far as, like, with people that love this genre of writing, you were, like, a made man. But yet you continue to do work and impressive work, win awards. What keeps you going?
Well, I just always love comics, and I've loved telling stories. I think I'm just a natural storyteller, and the way I tell them is in words and pictures. It's partly a fan thing, and I've been like this as an artist as well. You always want to know what's next. You know, everybody who collects comics, okay, they've got this month's comics, but what's happening next month? And I've always had that mentality. When I've drawn, I've always been thinking, oh, this pen's okay, but hey, there's a new pen come out, or there's a new... And it's the same with technology as well. And that's what thrills me about Mayfire, that it's new technology. It's not staying where you are, it's moving on.
Obviously Watchmen was a kind of career-defining thing, and no doubt in the far future when my obituary's written, the word Watchmen will be in the first three lines, I'm sure. But I can't complain about that, and I've been very lucky because it has actually opened lots of doors for me. I've been offered things to do that otherwise I might not have done if I hadn't had that visibility. I've had some really good experiences as well. The whole movie thing was a great experience. As a fan, again, I'm just so proud to have had a hand in something which is a milestone for the medium, which when the history of comics are written in the even further future, Watchmen will always be mentioned as a seminal publication. So I feel very proud of that.
Do you ever see a time where you would not be writing or drawing?
Well, you know, the funny thing is when you get to be a certain age or have a certain amount of experience, you realise that you perhaps have more to give or different things to give than solely the writing or drawing. you know, your experience is worth something. Things that you know that you don't even know you know are of great interest. It's interesting. I've been talking to a few people who I know who are now slightly older and they're teaching, and I love to teach as well. So I'm sure I will always draw. If I don't draw for a week or two, my fingers are itching and I'd sit and watch the TV and draw on the newspaper or something. I think I will always draw, but it's nice to have a more consultant kind of role in some ways and to have more of an overview, I think.
How do you want treatment to be remembered? Like when the laurels are written, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when people are like, okay, this is a work that he has done instead of a work that he is doing.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I never would have thought of anything like that unless you'd asked me. And I think, people have said to us, what did it feel like to be doing Watchmen, to realise you were changing the medium? We didn't know that. We were just, it's the work. It's like you write things yourself. You do it because you're doing it. I just like to think if people remember treatment, it's that it was part of a groundbreaking thing, that we were trying something new. I think that's what I would want.
Considering the fact that you've been around for a while, it's kind of hard to get excited. You've seen a lot of things, you've done a lot of things. Are you like truly excited about Madefire? How do you really feel about it?
I'm truly excited about it, yeah. I mean, as I say, it's just part of my mentality. I always want to know what's coming next. I'd also have to say, I've known Liam Sharp for a long, long, long time as a comic book artist, and I've watched his various publishing ventures. And when he got me involved in this, I've been thinking for a while, there must be a way to tell stories using these new interactive devices. And he introduced me to Ben and the rest of the guys. And I thought, they're really onto something. And they're really great people as well. I feel really happy to be part of their family, I truly am enthused about Madefire. And every day, new ground is being broken. We look at what each other's doing and go, hey, I didn't think of doing that. Oh, I didn't know you could do that. So, yeah, it's a great joy.
Yeah,